Just one observation on the mitzvah of Bikur Holim, visiting the sick, that we've been talking about in the, for the past few days. This also comes from the Tzitzit Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Waldenberg, in his section called Ramat Rachel. He brings down a Ramban in Torah Ta'adam. The Ramban says there are two primary reasons behind the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Number one, it is in order to see if the sick person needs anything, to try to alleviate his pain, to give him comfort, to see that he's being given the right medicine, or maybe that he needs something that he cannot get by himself. So therefore, when one visits the sick person, according to Ramban, it's not enough just to sit in front of him. One has to make an effort to try to give him comfort. For example, you give him a pillow if he needs it, just make sure the temperature in the room is to his liking. Even if a person is in a hospital, chas v'shalom, where they do have doctors and nurses, etc., attending to him, but we know today that even the hospitals do not really treat the patients with the proper tender love and care that they need. A patient can be sitting in his hospital bed for a while, pushing the call button until he gets a glass of water or an aspirin or something that he needs. So even in a hospital, this mitzvah would apply to make sure that the patient is getting whatever he needs to make him more comfortable. But the Ramban says another important aspect of the mitzvah, and that is to pray for the sick patient in front of him. The prayer in front of the patient is much higher than praying for him away from him. Which means if you pray for a patient in the synagogue, of course it has great value, but it's a much higher level to pray for the patient and wish him a refuah shelema while you're in front of him. It says, Shekhinah, God himself rests over the bed of the sick person. And therefore you're making a prayer directly in front of God. Therefore he goes so far to say that one that goes to visit the sick and does not wish him a refuah shelema does not fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Yeah, he might get a mitzvah of chesed, of doing a nice act of kindness, but specifically the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is also to pray for the patient. Therefore Maran brings down, when one visits the sick, he should say that Borei Olam should give you a refuah shelema. And Borei Olam should give you a refuah shelema toch she'ar chole amo Yisrael. You and all the other sick people in Israel should also have a refuah shelema. Last but not least, the Sefer Haredim brings down an interesting point. He says that it's proper when one visits the sick, to, if he's up to it, to talk to him. Because he says speech is therapeutic to a sick person. Sick person lying in bed, chas v'shalom, could fall into a depression. When one starts to talk to him about anything, it takes his mind off his sickness and it's able to heal him. Therefore, if one is capable to engage in a conversation with a sick person, this is part of the mitzvah. That's part of helping him by giving him a little conversation. It's interesting, Rav Shlomo ibn Gabirul, who wrote our Azharot that we sing on Shavuot, when he discusses the line about Bikur Cholim, he writes, "Ve'acholim tesihem," and the sick people have conversations with them, talk to them. So you see, that's the way he also understood that there is a specific mitzvah to talk to them. So halakha l'maaseh, there's two parts to the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Number one, to alleviate any of his pain, to see if there's anything that he needs. As example, a medicine, turning on a light, checking the temperature, etc., propping his bed up. And secondly, more importantly, one must pray for the sick person in front of him. And if one does not, he does not fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. And if one can talk to the sick person and involve him in conversation, this would also be considered a mitzvah.